MoneyWeb now on The Money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chenina with Bastien Trechiba. He is Chief Investment Officer, Prescient Investment Management. Bastien, appreciate the early morning. We've got the US election on Tuesday. Results will probably take some days. And of course, the new president is only sworn in the third week of January. But the short answer is we can probably expect between now and for the next couple of weeks some volatility and maybe some shifting towards sort of safe assets. Certainly, we've got gold at all-time highs this morning.
Simon, thanks for having me on. And yes, you're spot on. The election is around the corner in the States, and it's going to be an interesting one. Once again, very tight race, not really clear who's going to take it. But what we do know is that it will be a significant effect on capital markets because policies are different of the two candidates. And I mean, we must not forget the US economy is the largest financial driver, the largest engine room of the world, so to say, and is a driver of the largest financial market.
I take your point. It's certainly,
with that, we expect implications.
I take your point. I mean, stark differences between the Harris and the Trump policies. Is it fair to say that a Harris victory would be more or less a continuation of Biden, whereas Trump is very much going to be the stark difference in terms of what he implements? Or is Harris going to also make some significant changes?
No, that's exactly what we would expect, Simon. So for Harris, it's probably more of the same, which obviously is positive in the way that we see stability and also like certainty. So there's less concern around drastic shifts and especially like geopolitical stances, etc., trade politics, etc. It will be more of the same. Whether this is good or bad, we leave sure. Everybody for to judge for its own. But with the Trump administration, there could be good stuff as well. There could be bad stuff. So it's very hard to say. But the big worry here is that it could be a little bit erratic and harder to predict.
Yeah, I mean, erratic. I mean, I remember the sanctions on China. Biden continued them, but Trump did them on Twitter. Biden did them during the normal channels. And trade is going to be one of the big issues. I mean, Trump has been talking around being very much more inward-looking. He's been talking around tariffs left, right, and center. What he implements, time will tell, but that is perhaps one of the potential big challenges.
That's exactly it, Simon. We must acknowledge that in the United States, the tough stance against China is pretty bilateral. So yeah, it's not that it's just Trump being very tough on China and Harris being quite easy. So both parties, Democrats and the Republicans, are taking a tough stance on China. So it's not just Trump. But obviously Trump, I mean, he has set out already his quite aggressive tariffs against China and also a quite aggressive set of tariffs against the rest of the world. So with that, the implications on global trade and with that on the global economy could be quite significant if Trump really takes office.
Significant on the global economy, also significant on the US economy, potentially inflationary. And of course, that then brings the Federal Reserve interest rates and inflation into the picture as well.
100%. The Federal Reserve should more look at the long-term trend of inflation and inflation expectations. So with that, they, in theory, should look through the short-term spike in inflation, which we could see through tariffs. I mean, think about it. If you introduce tariffs right now, everything might become 3 or 5% more expensive, but that's a once-off effect, right? So basically, with that, the Fed, which is more interested in the long-term trend of inflation, they should look through that. At the same point in time, it might actually be deflationary to have less economic growth based on the fact that tariffs are basically implemented. But nevertheless, that's the theory. I think in practice, once we see tariffs, once we see a spike of inflation, it will be tougher for the Fed to lower interest rates at the same pause that they predicted right now.
What about emerging markets generally? I mean, obviously, we're an emerging market. We fall in that category. I mean, this is almost the old cliche, when the elephants fight, the ants get damaged. I mean, you know, the US is the world's largest economy. There's going to be implications. There will be ripple down to EMs. Is there opportunity there, or are we going to get sort of dragged along?
Yeah, that remains to be seen. It's certainly the stance is that we need to be careful. I mean, as an emerging market and as us being part of the BRICS, there's definitely a bigger risk for us for us being South Africans with the Trump administration than with the Harris administration. That's, I think, out of question. And what might help us potentially a little bit here, though, is that we must keep in mind, while the US is a quite large trade partner for us, roughly 9% of South African trade is with the United States. But in return, South Africa is almost negligible for the United States, with less than 0.5% of US trade. So maybe if a Trump administration takes place, we might get lucky in a way that we are just too unimportant to face particularly tough tariffs from a Trump administration.
I take your point. We're too small. We are not even on page 3 of the list. Last question. We're talking volatility. We're talking potential inflation, some trade wars. What does that do to the dollar? Because, of course, the dollar then directly impacts the rand. That could impact our inflation. Where do we see the dollar in the event of a Trump victory?
Yeah, definitely stronger dollar if Trump takes office for different reasons. First of all, the tariffs will potentially strengthen the dollar, at least over the short term. The inward-looking stance potentially could strengthen the dollar in a way that it harms trade partners more than the United States directly. Mm-hmm. And I think most importantly, though, is the fact that the dollar is a strong safe haven currency. So basically, in any period of uncertainty, in any period of crisis, people or investors tend to gravitate towards having more dollar exposure, more hard currency exposure, and that would most likely strengthen the dollar against especially the rand.
Yeah, and the irony is, of course, they might be causing the crisis, but they're going to, the dollar will benefit. We'll leave it there. Bastian Trechereba, Chief Investment Officer, Prescient Investment Management. Appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.